So how has COVID-19 affected Ponderay County? What adjustments has Ponderay Medical Center made in response to COVID-19? And what do you need to know about nutrition, exercise, and mindfulness to stay healthy during the pandemic? Well, let's find out with Casey Rasmussen, marketing specialist, Stephanie Kyle, speech-language pathologist and director of rehabilitation services, and Aaron Nepple, a registered dietitian, all from Ponderay Medical Center. This is the Ponderay Medical Center podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth. Casey, Stephanie, and Aaron, thank you so much for your time. It's great to talk with you. Casey, let's start with you. Can you tell us about the adjustments Ponderay Medical Center has made to address the COVID-19 pandemic?
Sure. So a lot of the changes that we've had to make and adjustments are pretty universal. I feel like Ponderay Medical Center has done a really good job staying ahead of the curve and staying really on top of regulations. We're under some pretty strict guidelines from CMS, so we can't have visitors in our long-term care facility still. So we've really worked hard to implement FaceTiming and Zoom conference meetings so they can stay in touch with their loved one. That's a big morale booster for them. We still can't have visitors. Young patients can have one, but we're still discouraging visitation. Our services are open again, which is great, but for a while those were closed down. And we're a full-service hospital. We're the largest employer in the county, so that was hard on us for a while. It's great to see patients again. But as far as adjustments, I do have to say our staff and entire team has just been incredible. Their attitudes and their willingness to comply has just been great. We're all required to wear masks. We're screened every morning really carefully. And I think that's a big reason why Ponderay Medical Center has done so well is just the teamwork and the cooperation. In our facility and around the entire county, we've just done an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm. And that's really good to hear. And Casey, how has Ponderay County been affected by COVID-19?
I would say the biggest effect that COVID has had on Ponderay County is definitely mental health across all ages. Out in Montana, there is a stigma around asking for help around mental health, and it seems to kind of be increased now. And we just want to remind everybody that we're not immune to a virus and we're also not immune to grief. So if you've been affected, that's okay. It's not unjustified. You might not recognize why you feel a certain way, but it is justified to grieve. And if you have to grieve, you can. And it's okay to ask for help and seek out help. That's why we have mental health professionals and healthcare facilities. And we are tough Montanans. We are kind of rural. We are kind of isolated as it is anyway, but we also are in this together and we want you to get help.
So speaking of help, can you talk about resources that are available in Ponderay County?
We like to talk about the pillars of wellness. There's 8 pillars of wellness, and while we can't address all of them at Ponderay Medical Center, we can address a lot of the physical and mental and emotional wellness through our providers and our clinic and some of our services. But we do work really closely across the board with our health department and our mental health providers. So if there's something that we can't do for you here, I know that people across the entire county are working really hard to secure grants. An example is we just got a grant from Public Health providing iPads to our residents. I know we're sending some mental health professionals to get trained to address some of the issues surrounding COVID-19. And then, of course, we have our providers here at our clinic. Our services are available, lab, things like that. So we are here to listen and work together across the board to best address everybody's needs. They're all going to be different, and we want you to come. We want you to get help. We want you to be well.
That's really good. And then can you share some ways people can cope during the pandemic?
So I've been telling people that if you feel a certain way and you can't recognize it, you might be grieving. So I tell people to feel what you feel. If you need to take 5 minutes every day to grieve, then grieve. And then you go from there. You think about what your needs are. If it's an emotional situation, if it's mental, if it's physical, reach out to your provider. Set up an appointment. There's a lot of great contacts in Ponderay County, and we work really closely together. So if you don't know what you're feeling and if you can't recognize it, that's okay. It's justified. Just because Ponderay County hasn't been hit hard by COVID-19 as far as number of cases, that doesn't mean it's not having an effect on it. And it doesn't mean that it's not okay to feel the way you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point about even though the virus may not be very prevalent in the county, it still mentally can affect a lot of people. So, Aaron, let me ask you this. Having a really good immune system obviously is one of the ways to fight against the virus. Can you share why nutrition and healthy food choices are so important right now?
So it's actually really amazing how we can support our health through good nutrition. And we can do this by consuming the vitamins and minerals that our bodies need and doing this with food before even trying supplements. So there are a couple of key nutrients, and some of those are vitamin A and vitamin C. And both of these are found in a lot of fruits and vegetables, sweet potatoes, mangoes, tomatoes, berries, broccoli, etc. And then also vitamin D, found in fatty foods, eggs, and fortified milk and juice. And then lastly, protein and zinc are also a big factor in your health. And these are usually found in protein foods such as pork, beef, chicken, seafood, and then again, eggs. So with that, it's also important to drink beverages like water, sparkling water, low-fat milk, or fortified soy milk, unsweetened tea, and then coffee as well. And all of these tips will help support your immune system and decrease your risk of illness.
Yeah, that's so important to really pay attention now more than ever to what we're eating and drinking. So help us out. You had a couple of really good suggestions there. When we go to the store, help us shop. What should we pay attention to and what should we stay away from?
My biggest tip is really just to plan ahead. Plan your meals around what's on sale, especially when looking at produce. So whatever is on sale is going to be what's in season, and it's going to be budget friendly and also fresh and nutritious. So that's my biggest tip. Also, write down the meals that you plan to make on a separate list and hang those on your refrigerator, so you can reference this list later when it comes time to make dinner.
So it sounds like planning is really important.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't go shopping when you're hungry is what you're saying.
Correct, yes.
So if you plan out the week with healthy meals, you're more apt to go to the store and buy food that is better for us, the foods you were mentioning before. So that's why it's so important really to plan those meals out then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Stephanie, let me ask you this. Casey was talking about mental health in Montana. When it comes to mental health and everything that we're going through right now, can you talk about self-care and being mindful and how all of that relates to our mental and emotional health?
Sure. So we've all had to make some adjustments to our lives in one way or another, likely some big adjustments, as well as just the minute day-to-day, every moment-by-moment type of detail adjustments. For example, you know, having kids at home, having to navigate through school and work. And so the details then at work, there's just so much overlap. And so what I think has been most helpful in particularly for me has been just being aware of the need for mindfulness on an individual level, because really at the bottom line is that we have to take care of what matters to each of us right now.
So I love that line, Stephanie. We all have to take care of what matters most to each of us now. So in doing that, we have heard this term, we need to be more mindful, or how being more mindful can help us be more grounded, how being more mindful can help lessen anxiety in our life. Can you share some tips on how we can be more mindful on a daily basis?
Oh, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of great resources out there on the internet. There's a lot available in social media. For me, I think whatever speaks to you as an individual. And so to me, it's about being intentional about what I want in my home, for example, or what I want in my social media feed, what I'm exposing myself to on a daily basis, because there are things that I can control, and then there are the things out there in the environment that I can't control. And I think that the changes that we've had to make, the pandemic changes, have really brought that to light. And so I guess my suggestion is to, if this is something that our patients and our community members and our friends and family are interested in, would be seek out what you could with friends, family, information sources. And then if you feel like there's a need to go further, it's definitely something you could talk about with your healthcare provider as well.
Those are a couple of really good points to remember. There are things you can control and things you can't control. And what you can control is pay more attention to time with friends and family and limiting the amount of information you take in. So we talked about mindfulness and how that relates to our mental and emotional health. How about exercise and just being active? How does that relate to our mental and emotional health?
Oh, absolutely. This is a challenge that, you know, I think we in Montana, especially here in north central Montana, saw as when the pandemic started, we were still well into winter. It was cold and dark. It was March when our lives changed dramatically. And so now, as time has moved on, it's now bright sunshine outside. And so the weather has played a big part in moving from being totally homebound to now that summer is here, we can get out and garden and do our yard work and go for walks and just be more intentional with what we're doing, moving our bodies. But there's probably a lot of folks out there, my loved ones, friends and family included, who did a fair amount of just staying at home and not moving much. And so people are feeling the effects of that, the isolation. And so getting out and doing movement is great. And, you know, it doesn't have to be 30 minutes of exercise, although that's certainly appropriate. But, you know, if you're out walking a bit to the garden or you're out walking a little more, maybe to the grocery store, you know, that's intentional movement too. So the physical therapy department here at PMC is here to help for folks who need a little bit more assistance in getting back to their baseline. I would encourage anyone that's listening to talk to their provider if they're feeling like they need more help than what they're able to do on their own.
You are so right. That inactivity can add up and put people behind. And great point about just getting out in the yard. I know for me, just getting out and doing some yard work and being in the garden, that has been very therapeutic. And then Casey, turning back to you, if you could wrap this up for us, what else should we know about COVID-19 and Pondere Medical Center?
We just want to remind everybody that we are open and we have taken every precaution possible for your safety. If you've been putting off some of your healthcare needs or those clinic visits, now is the time to get back in. We have scheduled cleaning, so we clean the high-touch surfaces. We are in masks. We do screen everybody that walks through our door. So certainly our unprecedented priority is your health and safety. And just to remind you, when we say best of care close to home, that's because this is our home too. You know, we raise our families here. We buy our groceries here. We work here. We want Pondere County to be well because, you know, you are us and we are you. We're part of this community too. We're proud to serve you. We want to continue to do excellent throughout this pandemic. We want to be the healthcare leaders. We're here for you. We just have super talented professionals across the board, both on the front line and behind the scenes. And we're proud of the team we have. We're proud to serve this community. Let us know what we can do for you. We want to see you. We want to get you in here and outside of our walls. We want you to be well.
I love that line, Casey. You are us, we are you. That is so good. So Casey, Stephanie, and Aaron, thank you so much for your time. This has really been informative, and thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you to Pondere County for all of your cooperation. You've been awesome helping to mitigate the risk, and like I said, we're just so proud to be part of this community. That everybody's worked so well across the board. The teamwork has just been exceptional.
Very well said. Ladies, thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Casey Rasmussen, Stephanie Kyle, and Aaron Nepel. And for more information, please visit PondereMedical.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This is the Pondere Podcast from Pondere Medical Center. Thanks for listening.